This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Security Council on Friday unanimously approved an extension of activity at the only border crossing through which humanitarian aid reaches a rebel-held part of Syria. The UN's cross-border aid authorization for northwest Syria, due to expire Saturday, will now be extended by 6 months with a possible six-month renewal. The United States had pressed for the border crossing from Turkey to be renewed for a full year and sees this resolution as doing that, but Russia calls it only a six-month extension with a possible six-month addition, depending on a report from the UN Secretary General at the end of the year. Some 3 million people live in jihadist-dominated northwest Syria, more than half displaced by the country's decade-long conflict. Humanitarian organizations have been pleading for months for an extension of the UN authorization for the crossing. Damascus ally Russia wields veto power at the council and had pressed to see the aid delivered across front lines from the Syrian capital, arguing the existing crossing is used to supply arms to rebel fighters. The death toll on the collapse of the Miami area condo building rose to 78 on Friday, a number the county mayor called, quote, heartbreaking and staggering, and recovery workers toiled for a 16th day to find victims in the rubble. Another 62 people remain unaccounted for. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the building fell on June 24th. Miami-Dade's mayor says the work to recover victims was still continuing with urgency. She said of the new death toll, quote, this is a staggering and heartbreaking number that affects all of us very deeply. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials